A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Let's go. It is a Wednesday with Doug Whaley. We are live at Studio B. Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. Sometimes he's on the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years, but we got him in the flesh. How you doing this morning, Doug?
Doing great after last night, man.
You soaked it all in?
Soaked it all in. It's one of those things where we have to really sit back and understand we may, and by all accounts, be witnessing greatness. I mean, generational greatness, and maybe one of those record book all-time greats. And I know people always looking to the future. Well, Bubba, we only have them 6 years. Who cares? Give me 6 years of this, because it's better than the alternative, 6 years of not having them. Come on, people. Let's just enjoy it. This is one of the things, and I don't want to get too deep.
No, go wherever you want to go.
We as a society can't start living in the moment. Oh, we do not live in the moment anymore. Maybe it's social media, whatever. But I'm a big proponent of living in the moment. And Pirates fans, Pittsburgh, let's just live in the moment and enjoy this ride.
Doug, with your background, would you put a contract in front of him? And if you did and to put a contract in front of him right now, what do you think his representation's response would be?
I would try. It costs you nothing to try. And they're smart people. They'd be like, no. Mm-hmm. No. I think what I would really do is I would sit down with ownership and say, we have 6 years. Give me a budget where we can maximize a team around him before we lose him. Instead of, that's where I would probably go, knowing that their agents and him would be like, I'm going to max this thing out. Because 6 years from now, Ohtani got 700. He's a billion-dollar man.
Yeah.
From the way things are going now. So there'd be no reason for them to do it. That's why we say, all right, if we're going to give him 150 or 200 million right now, give me that 200 million and let's go out and add a roster around him so that roster can be solid. So when he does leave, you're still competitive.
Man, that is so fascinating. And obviously we want to get into the Brandon Ayuk stuff. And there's a million different Steelers topics we're going to get into, but you are front office insider here for our station and for our show. I hadn't thought about it from that standpoint. Like, I wonder how Pirates fans would take that. Would you rather have Skeens for 5 years and have the best possible team around him, or would you rather have an all-time great here for, let's say, 8 years? I don't know what Pirates fans would say, because I find myself being conflicted on that. I want to see them win a World Series, but I don't want the Bonds thing to happen where he's ultimately remembered as a Giant. If you got him for 8 years, there's a good chance you've got him for half his career. Yeah. And he might go down as an all. He is probably, if he stays healthy, going to go down as an all-time great. You can lay your claim to that guy.
It comes down to the conversation, too. I think we had, about a week ago, and we have it every once in a while, is do you want to go to the games to watch Paul Skeens, or do you want to go to the game to watch the Pirates?
Yeah.
And I think that's where fans are at. And if I were to pick, it would be I want to watch the Pirates and see a competitive team where I know for the next 5 years are going to be in contention of at least making it to the playoffs, and then we'll see what happens after that. But if it's just having Paul Skeens around and having a mediocre team,
Yeah.
I'm just like, huh.
You're just happy once every 5 days.
Once every five days, right.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah, let's go.
No. And I can hear people yelling at their radios right now. It could be both. Right. It's allowed to be both. Well, we're just talking realistically.
Right.
Realistically, it ain't going to be both.
And you can have it both for at least 6 years. Now, who knows what happens between now and that 6 years? Nutting may sell, whatever. Or something happens where they say, let's go all in and give them $1 billion. But right now, as Ayuk's, not Ayuk's, I'm sorry, I was watching TV. As Skeen's agent, I'd be like, no way. Hold off. There's no reason to. Let's just hold on.
Because I would imagine that this offseason, you're going to see a lot of Paul Skeens in commercials. Mm-hmm. Like, he ain't going to be really making $775. He ain't really going to be making $800K.
Nope.
Now, you could have that on top of a $20 million a deal kind of contract. Right. And you could pay him now whenever he's not really going to be paid now. But if you're his representation, you're thinking free agent 27 mm-hmm. and maybe I'm getting $60 million a year. No. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. All right, you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, by the way, is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. One word to describe Paul Skeen's effort last night, and a bunch of people are tweeting in. You did mention, and we'll do one more Skeens thing here, when you walked in, the plan that the Pirates have had for Skeens versus the plan that the Steelers had with Kenny Pickett, or the lack thereof plan that they had with Kenny Pickett.
And this is one of the things that maybe the one time you might say the Pirates front office really got it right and the Steelers front office didn't really have a plan. Everything that the Pirates did with Skeens led him to what he did last night. Now, Skeens had to actually go out there and perform, but they put the plan in place between not only taking him 1-1 when there was a debate, but also how they got him to the big leagues, starting him in AAA, not rushing him, making sure he was doing the right thing, and the management of him, even with the no-hitter. Now, some people, I mean, that's debatable. Great. That keeps us employed.
But it fit in their plan. But
it fit in their plan, and they have a vision for him compared to what the Steelers had. Oh, we'll have a competition at camp. I don't think that was a competition. Oh, we're going to wait and throw him in the middle of a game. And then the next game against Buffalo, when the week after that was a bye week. That just didn't seem like a plan. That was knee-jerk reaction. That's where the difference is. If you have someone that you think is going to be the focal point of your organization and be the person that pushes you to compete for championships, you got to have a plan. And this is the one time I can say Pirates got it right, Steelers very debatable if they did.
Don't you hope that a player can make your plan, though? And that's what Skeens
did. That's what, yes.
You know,
yes.
You hope there's, it's like, I may have something drawn up in my mind, but show me differently.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what Skeens has done.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's all on the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Kenny is culpable as well. And if Kenny was Skeens, he probably could have overcome that. And talent overcomes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you, because he didn't have the talent and the lack of plan, that's why he's in Philly now.
Can you imagine if yesterday Paul Skeens started the All-Star game, but as a Washington National, and the Pirates had Dylan Cruz in Double-A? And I don't know how close it came to happening, but leading up to the draft, it was, oh, maybe it's Wyatt Langford, maybe it's Dylan Cruz. And there were some, a lot in the industry, that would not have blinked an eye if Dylan Cruz went number one overall.
I would love to ask that question. Was it because they think it's harder to find a pitcher than a hitter, or they just knew Skeen's talent was just that much better?
We'll never know.
Yeah, that
right.
What was the deciding factor? That's
did they look into it? Did they just be like, all right, let's close our eyes and pull out a hat? Like, okay, oh, it's Skeen's. All right, let's take him. Like, did they do their absolute research and know that this guy was an absolute can't miss?
Well, and it's not even just, okay, now we've watched him and you go, hindsight 2020, we nailed it. You know, now we know about just the guy, it seems like the most obvious thing in the world. Right. Like, how do you pass up on the man? Not just the player, but the man seems like such a projectable one. Like, oh, we kind of know what we got in this guy.
That's why I'd love to sit down with Dylan Cruz and just talk to him. And that probably would have, maybe that's, that was the deciding factor. Because I always say it, but Skeens is a JYD. He's a straight junkyard dog.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way he just approaches and just his aura he gives off. Like, yeah, I got it.
He's the guy.
He's got it. I got it. I know it, and I'm going to show you, but I'm cool about it. Mm-hmm. Straight.
My favorite thing in sports right now, obviously biased, is when he makes a guy look silly and he doesn't want to emote, but that smile comes out. And I'm like, oh, I kind of see what Livy sees in the guy. Anyhow, a fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So Mike Garofalo, NFL Network reporting, it's official. Brandon Ayuk wants out of San Francisco. We're having that conversation again with Doug Whaley when we come back. But first, the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. Mike.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Garofalo, NFL Network reports that Brandon Ayuk has officially requested a trade out of San Francisco. Now, Adam Schefter reported that San Francisco has no designs on moving their maligned wide receiver, but I think the price would just need to be right. As Doran said earlier, you don't want to keep a guy who doesn't want to be around, volunteers, hostages, things of that nature. Let's examine it from San Francisco's side here, Doug. And Doug Whaley with us until 10 o'clock. Obviously, the Steelers could use another wide receiver. And we'll get into that side of things. But if you've got all the weapons that you got in San Francisco and you're in John Lynch's shoes, what are you doing right now?
Well, what you're doing now is obviously it has been reported that he wants out. So people may have reached out and everything. Now that he's formally requested a trade, the floodgates are going to be open on teams calling. Now, The difference, though, is they haven't granted his representation the right to go out and seek a trade. So they can't call other teams to say, hey, if you guys work out compensation, let's talk figures. Let's talk what we are looking for if we get that trade consummated, or you guys get that trade consummated with the 49ers. And that, to me, is the key piece. Because no one's going to trade for Ayuk with 1 year left and have to give up what San Fran is going to probably hold out for, because they hold all their cards. Mm-hmm. What's he going to do? Not play? Guess what? Your contract tolls, and you'll be a 49er next year. Or they can wait until something happens where somebody gets hurt, and then someone gets desperate, and someone overpays. So they are sitting very pretty. And guess what? If he doesn't play, they're still in a good shot position. They're in a good shot to really still compete, because they drafted that guy number one, got Debo. So John Lynch is playing this to a T in Ayuk. I think right now, dude, he's just got to sit back and hopefully somebody gets hurt and ready to overpay for him. Because think about it, if you're John Lynch, why are you going to sell this guy for bottom basement? Why? There's no reason. You don't have to.
$4 million, I feel like it is. What is it? They're offering. They were offering 26, and then he wants 30, something like that. I mean, whenever you're in a situation like that, like is $4 million enough to be in a situation like this for a number one wide receiver that could really vault you to being a Super Bowl contender again? Like, is he worth $4 more million? Really? Yeah.
You'd think they would be able to come to some type of compromise. But there's a saying that I was taught, sometimes in this business, you have them by the cojones, and sometimes you got them by the cojones. They got him by the cojones now. And that's probably why they're like, this is with our plan going forward and our salary cap and what we have to be to do, be judicious to make sure we can consistently compete. That $4 million we may have to use for some, because we got this quarterback coming back, coming up. We got to really save money for him too. So that's where you would think there $4 million doesn't sound like a lot, but when you start projecting financially down the road and you got some other dudes you got to break off, that $4 million comes into handy.
Now, to flip it over to the Steelers side, they've got $89 million in cap space next year. Now, a lot changes. Maybe Watt wants to rework his contract. You've got Cam Hayward, you've got Pat Freiermuth, you've got potentially a quarterback. Would it be worth it for the Steelers to, I don't know, give up a first round pick and pay a Brandon Ayuk $30 million in your mind?
That first round, the $30 million, I'm good with.
Okay.
The first round pick is what makes me nervous, because that's backing you in the hole. If, or in a corner where you may not have an out, if both these quarterbacks don't hit, you would love to have that first, and you may not. There may not be a first-round quarterback next year. It's not looking like a great quarterback draft, but it gives you the option to be able to use that to trade for another quarterback somewhere out there. So that's where I get a little apprehensive about first round. Second, I could probably be talked into, because you got a better chance of throwing quarterback draft, you're throwing a dart no matter what.
Yeah.
But you got a better chance with a first-round guy than a second-round guy. So that's where I would be a little apprehensive.
How much better does he make this team, though? Like, say they do pull it off. Say they do give up a first-round pick, and, you know, they roll into, you know, the third week of training camp, and Brandon Ayuk is on the Steelers roster. I mean, what are the Steelers now?
I mean, now you have one legitimate guy that keeps a defensive coordinator up at night. And then you have a number two in Pickens and a number 2A in Freiermuth. Now you have three receiving options with two running options and a run-heavy offense that can do play action. I think that's a good 1 to 2 games added on to.
Oh, man.
If the quarterbacks
pan out the way that they hope.
And even if Russell just plays like he did last year, I think that's 1 to 2 games more.
Well, and that's one of those, you know, chicken or eggs. I mean, if you've got Ayuk and you've got Pickens and you've got Freiermuth and you've got a young, talented offensive line and you've got those running backs, I'd find it hard to believe that when it's all said and done, we don't look and go, oh, Russ had a pretty good year.
Exactly.
Like, I don't think, like, I asked Mark Cabalia this question on Monday. Do you think that Russell Wilson is good enough to elevate this receiving core if they don't add somebody else? And he said, probably not. But I would imagine he's good enough that if you give him Ayuk, that he's going to have a pretty good year.
Spot on. I could subscribe to that thought process as well.
So if they were to bottom out and they would need a quarterback next year, it would probably be an injury-related thing if they had Ayuk, which is obviously on the table. Mm-hmm. I do wonder what it would mean if Russ got hurt and you had Ayuk and you had all these guys and it were Justin Fields. I mean, it's only going to help him be more successful too.
And that's one of those things where you hate for that to happen because you wouldn't know what would Russ, but you'd be able to find out about Justin Fields right then.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things that you'd hate it, but it actually could help you in future plannings.
Some of the conversation on – I cut you off there, Dorn. Sorry. Some of the conversation on social media I saw yesterday was, you're not going to pay Brandon Ayuk more than T.J. Watt. Is there any issue with that? Like, would you as general manager say, well, we've got this certain salary structure in place. I know it's the way the Steelers have done it for a while, but is that anything that would concern you?
No, because what you're trying to do is build a team that's going to compete for a championship, and then you can always address that, which I'm sure they're going to address pretty soon anyway, especially, like you said, if they got $89 million next year and TJ's playing the way we expect him to play, give him some love so you don't have another Cam Hayward situation. Break them off now, extend them, and then you keep everything intact, happy, rolling. And it shows that locker room, they take care of their own.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you bring someone else in, we're going to take care of our homegrown talent. So it's a great message to send out through the locker room.
I think coming up next, we should dive into what could this potentially mean for George Pickens and his thought process if this does go down.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love you.
You like that.
I love you. Because I was going to steer it in a different direction. And I said this earlier in the show. I got my head and what's going on in here. I'm like, oh, we got good stuff today. Let's do this. And then Dorn will say something in the first segment. I go, son of a gun, that's so much better. That's what just happened there. Wednesday with Doug Whaley. The report from Mike Garofalo of NFL Network is that Brandon Ayuk officially requests a trade from the San Francisco 49ers. And Dorn, you wanted to steer the conversation in this direction. If Ayuk were to be here, he would be here, be getting paid $30 million. What does that say about the way that they would feel about Pickens, and how do you think Pickens would handle that whole situation?
Well, if Pickens is a professional, he's going to look at it two ways. One, it's going to give me a chance to really eat and get me some numbers. So when I'm up, I'm going to get paid one way or the other, either from the Steelers or someone else, because people are going to focus on Brandon Ayuk. And if he looks at it any other way, then you don't need him. Then he's not the type of player you want on your team, in your locker room, or that's going to be successful, that he's worried about someone else. All stud players and wide receivers are going to sit there and say, I'm going to get mine. And actually, this guy's going to help me get mine. Mm. And guess what, Steelers? You better sign me soon, because if not, you're going to have to pay me double.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could have got me cheap. That's how I would want him to respond. If he responds any other way, then I'm like, all right, play out your contract. See ya.
Do you anticipate him having a good year, though, regardless? Like, if Ayuk is here or not. What is he going to? His third year? Third year.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see all the intangibles he has. He's very raw. He's, athletic, but he doesn't possess the full trait of being a number one wide receiver. How do you think he's going to play this year with a different quarterback, yeah, and a different offensive coordinator and a different receiver coach?
I think he'll be a splash play player. I think you'll have one game where he's going to put up 130, and then another game he'll put up 60. Then he'll have another game, he'll put up three touchdowns, excuse me, maybe 120, another he'll be like 30 and three drops. He's just not, like you said, he's not consistent. Now, I hope he becomes consistent, and I'm sure that they are working with him to try to be consistent. But to me, I still have to see him being able to run that full route tree. He is really right now almost like a one trick pony. Vertical cutting and vertical breaking routes. That's it. When have you seen him come with a curl, a comeback, those type of things? That is not his game. So that's easily to be able to shut down, especially if you don't have someone else on the other side that they're worried about. Now, if you have Ayuk on the other side, then that's where he can flourish.
Can a receiver get to that level within their NFL years. Like, can he become that route running receiver in year three? Or is he just, he is what he is, but can he get just get better at what he is? Or can he get better at other things?
He could get better at what how he runs his routes, his body makeup, because he's such a big guy. Can he drop his hips and be able to put his foot in the ground and break routes off? I haven't been around him personally, and that's the type of stuff I like to see in person, to see if, how he's built and how he runs his routes. But if not, look at DK Metcalf. Hey, I'm that much better than you, and you know what I'm going to do, but guess what? You can't stop me. And he, I think he could get there. But it's got to be up here. Does he want to say, all right, and useful? Does the offensive coordinator say, all right, let's just not ask him to do stuff that he can't do. Let's put him in position, but it's from play action and stuff like that. So you can help him be the best he can be.
Not for nothing, he did put on Instagram the other day a picture of Brandon Ayuk. So I just kicked the hell out of this thing. I don't know if that if he's just playing good soldier. I don't know. I don't know what that means. I'm choosing to believe that he is welcome to the idea of Brandon Ayuk, because Doran said if he could sit Pickens down, he would say basically what you said at the beginning of this segment. Listen, man, things just got a lot easier for you to put up big-time numbers. And when you put up big-time numbers, you're going to get paid. Doesn't matter where you go, but you're going to get paid if you put up the counting statistics. And we saw him, what he could do from a consistency standpoint when they got legitimate quarterback play and they got that coordinator out last year. His not the last game, because they played in the monsoon, but the two prior games, he had more catches, yards, and touchdowns in those two games than he had the previous six. And that was with Deontay on the other side. I don't want to know what it looks like when it's just him and Van Jefferson and Quez Watkins.
Yeah.
I also wanted to ask what you think Freiermuth's going to look like in this offense. Like, I imagine he got to be pretty excited about like, the tight end whisperer coming on in here.
He's got to be salivating. And I mean, Doran, you can speak on this better than I am, but that's why I say right now he is the second receiving option. So he's got to be just like, oh, and this is, hopefully he gets paid before then, because if he doesn't and he goes into the season having a monster season. So he's sitting back like,
either way. Just got to stay healthy.
Just got to stay healthy.
And the way that, you know, Arthur Smith, he knows, and obviously he knows tight ends real well, but he knows, like, the attributes of each tight end. He's not going to put Freiermuth in positions where he's not going to succeed. Like, he's not going to have Freiermuth in line blocking a defensive end and try to reach him. He's like, no, that's not what you do. I'm going to split you out and then let you go block on a linebacker, and then the next play, let you bluff on a linebacker and then go over top, and then you're going to be open all the time. So he's in probably, if you look around the offense, he's in the best position. He's in the best
position. That's a great point. Because, and then you add to the fact, a veteran quarterback like Russell Wilson, what's their favorite option? Their safety blanket, tight ends and running backs, but mostly tight ends, especially in this offense. So he's going to get fed.
And he was a top six tight end a couple of years ago in terms of yards, and I still felt like he was only scratching the surface. And then last year he got hurt, and it was just, I mean, we know what the offense was. It was total garbage. I thought before, I don't know if I pay Freiermuth because of the injury last year, because he hasn't exactly exploded on the scene. The more I've thought about it over the course of the last, I don't know, 5-6 weeks, the last time we had this conversation is, because you've got Arthur Smith in place and you feel like he's going to be here for the next few years, I would pay Freiermuth right now. I'd pay him right now. I don't know if it's TJ Hockenson money or anything like that, but I'd be trying to pay him before training camp.
And here's the way I look at it. If you don't pay him, guess what? You just created another hole. And then that's where I keep to always say, you start spinning your wheels. You're not gaining traction, because now you got to go out and get a tight end, because Mount Washington's not a receiving threat. No one else is there. So now, not only do we might need a number one quarterback, we might need a number one receiver, we might need a D lineman. Now you throw a tight end in the position. And that. So see what I'm saying? So pay him. Now you can take that one off. Now let's just look at the number one wide receiver. Oh, maybe you get IO. Oh, that's off the table. Now it's quarterback. Russell hits. Oh, no. Now you start getting depth. So when Hayward's done, you got the guy already on the, and he's not, you're not dependent on a rookie or looking to look at a draft and overdraft a guy because of need. Hey, let's get another pass rusher in there. So that's how you can start gaining traction instead of spinning your wheels.
And you just said it, and I just got a text from Cals who said, wrap it up. Oh, yeah. Daddy Cals, he's laying down the hand. He's keeping that pimp hand strong, Cals.
Yeah, having that teenage talk.
Well, I from a quarterback perspective, just real quick, like, Russell Wilson, even if he has a good year, I don't think you're going to go, oh, Russell Wilson was the driving force behind XYZ. If he doesn't, and you move on with Justin Fields, or you have to go the rookie quarterback route, or you have to go and you got to add another free agent quarterback that might not be the bee's knees, for lack of a better way of saying it. Whomever is going to play quarterback for you, if you've got that foundation and you go and you trade for Ayuk and you've got now Pat Freiermuth locked up for a few years and this young, talented offensive line, you've got that nest egg now that it's a great landing spot for whatever quarterback is going to be in the near future here. Did want to ask you about Cam Hayward and what that might look like. And then the Steelers have announced they got a joint practice. I know back when you were the GM, you did one with the Steelers. So we'll get into that a little bit as well when we come back. 50-minute mark on a Fan brought by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in South Hills. Doug Whaley with us for one final segment, live at Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. Doug, we're getting there, man. Like, end of next week, right? Is that right? End of next week? Oh, my God. Yes. Steelers Damn. Training camp.
Yes. A lot of teams report today. A lot of rookies report today.
Yep. it's there.
Yep.
That's a truncated summer break for some of these teams.
Oh, it was the worst.
Getting in that early? Or just getting in overall?
Just going to camp. Sucks.
All right, let me ask you this, and sorry to hijack you.
I don't care.
As a player, would you rather have spring off season where you get there into February to June, or would you rather say, all right, just tack 2 weeks on to camp and let me come in July, do a little ramp up, as in just flip that. Move the off season to right before camp, maybe cut it down a week. So have OTAs and then go into camp.
OTAs and go into camp. Like OTAs for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Have a quick mini camp and then get right into camp. Like we start literally that week after 4th of July.
Yeah.
And then let's just go.
Go. Exactly.
And I could be off from, so say that we don't make the Super Bowl, I could be off from January to July. Oh, yeah. That's how the lockout was in 2010. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that was nice. Well, I mean, I was young. I could afford to be in OTAs, but being off from January to August was very nice.
Yes.
That's what I would.
Instead of getting ramped up and then
taking
a break and be on your own fruition and just,
let's just
and then coming
it.
Back. Yeah.
Get
in. Yeah. I think that's what they're thinking about doing.
Really?
They're proposing, hopefully.
That's smart.
Because what? You got to basically get into shape for OTAs and mini camp, and then you got vacation and stuff, but you can't splurge. You can't.
Especially if you make it to a Super Bowl, you're off for a month.
Yeah.
You got to report probably, mid-April?
Mm-hmm.
If you wake to the Super Bowl, you're off for like a month and 15 days.
Mm-hmm. I heard that might be one of the changes when they go to 18 games, is to flip it and do it that way.
Smart. I would love that as a player.
Imagine, though, if you do wind up in the Super Bowl and now you're going all of July, all the way through full on February. And even if you're just a playoff team, you'd be playing games when you were playing the Super Bowl before. That, to me, a non-player, feels like a very long time of July through February, though. In 18 games.
But you could kind of control it a lot more. Like, I mean, you'd be like, okay, like, yeah, rookies first week of OTAs. All right, you guys are going to do it. And then, okay, now the vets, we're going to ease your way into it. And then we'll get into camp, especially if you made it to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You could kind of control a lot better if you're starting in July.
Especially with sports science now, with the
Brinkus.
All that stuff, yeah.
Throw a little John Brinkus in there, sports science. Callis is texting me to rap again. Do you think, real quick, that if something gets done with Hayward, that it would be something that happens right before the start of the season? Or do you think this would be something that you would try to get done before camp?
I'd probably say right before season, and it's something, hey, let's just move some money forward, give you some love right now, and then we'll worry about it after the season.
Okay. All right, very good. Callis is scaring me with his mean texts. Good stuff, Doug.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you coming in. Doran, tomorrow, big day. Pat Bostic going to join us for 3 hours. I haven't seen Pat in a very long time.
Yep.
Smiling face. Up next, Joe Starkey, Paul Zeiss, and first Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to 7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 61, low 70.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.